All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. It is that time again. I gave Jeffrey his crisp $100 bills before the season began with great faith that this would be a season where I would prosper. And sure enough, I have. And so we hope to do it again. I'm a little nervous because last week I wasn't here on Friday. It was Drew who was managing things, and things went exceedingly well. I am now back. If things don't go well, I'll skip next Friday. Jeffrey, let's do it. Well, let's give a report. Can we summarize where we are for the year?
Jeff, after an 11-3 week last week, we have a record of 12-4 on the season. We are plus 7.95 units. In your terms, your $1,000 is now $1,795.
What? This is what would happen. You know, I'd get a 98 on my exam growing up.
And, sounds like Dabo wasn't great in yours.
And my mom would say, "What'd you get wrong?"
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what'd you miss last week?
All right, Jeff. We started on Thursday. Remember when we had our impromptu? There was nothing but bad news. Let's talk about something fun.
Uh-huh.
We nailed South Florida over Boise. We nailed Missouri over Central Arkansas. Oklahoma State did not get it home against UT Martin. Yeah. That's because their quarterback got hurt. We had to sweat it out with Miami of Ohio, but they got the cover by half a point against Wisconsin, and then our five-team money line parlay hit.
Oh, man.
We then went to Friday night where Central Michigan scored on the last play, basically, of the game to get the backdoor cover over Michigan State. But Auburn got us home. UNLV got us home. Tennessee heroically stood tall with a goal line stand in the fourth quarter to get that cover home. Kentucky refused to play offense, so they didn't get their cover home. Mississippi State handled Southern Miss. The under in Alabama, Florida State came home thanks to some timely rain and the fact that Kalen DeBoer refused to take points. LSU got us home because we believe now in LSU. We do not believe in Clemson. And then South Carolina got us home on Sunday afternoon.
All right, so how are we feeling about this week?
Don't love this week, but we're trying to find the spots that we do believe in. So we're going to start at 11 a.m. in Austin, Texas. Jeff, this game wasn't on the card, but this was a game that I stayed up and watched way too much of last week. Western Michigan didn't get home against Michigan State. I stayed up to watch Central Michigan and San Jose State.
Oh, my God. Did you really?
San Jose State might really suck. And more importantly, if you struggle to score on Central Michigan, you're going to really struggle to score on Texas. And most importantly, if you've got Arch Manning off that performance, what are you going to be looking to do in week two?
Roll it up, baby. Roll it up.
I think you're going to be trying to get the boys some confidence. We'll lay 36.5.
Oh, my God. Texas minus 36.5 over San Jose State.
Jeff, let's go to Ames, Iowa. We got El Asico on the card. We got Iowa catching 3.5 points. Mm. This is a game that I feel like is always decided by a field goal. You're going to give me a hook. I'll take it. Give me Iowa plus 3.5.
Iowa plus 3.5 over Iowa State. How's the new Iowa offense?
It looked like garbage last week. The South Dakota State transfer could not throw it forward. That's all baked into these models. This game is just a game that's played. It's played in the teens.
There were high hopes for that kid.
There were very high hopes. Let's hope he was playing possum. Jeff, this is my challenge to Peter Calkins and his alma mater.
Yeah.
We got Duke hosting Illinois. We've got a number 11 team going on the road with a small line. Illinois only favored by 3 points. That line stinks. Give me the Dukies. I'll take Duke plus 3.
Okay. I this is the logic that I never understand. Because Illinois is favored by
only 3.
And they're better than 3.
Yep.
Better than Duke.
Yep.
Therefore, you're taking Duke.
Also, Duke low-key has a very well-funded roster. I think Manny Diaz is still pretty good defensively.
They got a quarterback.
And they've got a quarterback that can control the game. So,
all right, Duke plus 3 over Illinois.
Jeff, Duke. Mm-hmm. We had our war of words. You and I mentioned this earlier this week between Dan Lanning and our boy Mike Gundy. I think Oklahoma State knows they are going into an absolute bloodbath. I think Mike Gundy was trying to set the scene for his fan base to let them know that
advance.
Exactly. He also knows that his starting quarterback got hurt in the second quarter, and the young man that came in after him, I'm sure he tries hard, but he doesn't try hard enough for me. I'll lay 27.5 with Oregon.
Oregon minus 27.5 over Oklahoma State. Next.
Jeff, this is my boy John Martin was down bad last week. And you know what? Sometimes you need a teammate there to pick you up.
Yeah.
You asked him on Wednesday, you got to play for this week. Mm-hmm. And John also admittedly told me off air that he might be done betting college football. But he saw a game. And I'm going to trust my guy's eyes. He likes UTSA. I'm going to take UTSA in a revenge spot at home against Texas State. Texas State absolutely put it on the Roadrunners last year.
Destroyed them.
Big-time revenge game. I also like that element because Texas State might not be taking them as seriously. I think they call it the War of I-24. I don't know. Whatever that interstate that gets you from San Antonio to. Yeah,
War 24.
I think that's what they're calling it.
Yeah.
I'll ride with my guy, John Martin. Give me UTSA at home. I'll lay 3.5.
UTSA minus 3.5 over Texas State.
Jeff, I mentioned one of the plays that might have gotten the week rolling last week was at the very first, our very first bet of the year of the real season, of week one. We had South Florida at home against Boise State.
Give you a spark.
Big spark, and we're grateful. We do not diminish the accomplishments of anyone that contributes to the team. But I will also have you know that South Florida's offensive success rate last week was 32.7%. So for those asking what that means is on only 32% of their offensive plays, did they gain an acceptable margin that would be considered a good play? Also, a lot of that was a fake punt. A lot of it was chunk plays, and a lot of it was Brown escaping pressure and making really good runs. Well,
he can do that.
Not against Florida.
Oh.
This line is so big that everyone's going to sit there and go, wait a minute, UCF or USF, I'm getting 18.
I just saw him.
Yeah, give me that. Florida played Long Island. Who cares? Florida's also got LSU coming up next week. Don't care. Lay it. I'll lay 18.
Wow. Florida minus 18 over USF.
Jeff, while last year was obviously not what we wanted, we do still have some principles here at the Vision Fund.
Uh-huh.
Diego Pavia's catching points, people. Diego's getting two up at Virginia Tech in Blacksburg. Enter Sandman. Don't care. Watched every snap of South Carolina and Virginia Tech. Could not have been less impressed with South Carolina, except for the fact that Virginia Tech was on the field. They were the least impressive team. That team's got problems. Kyron Drones wasn't even good in high school. I'll lay the 2 points.
So this is
Vandy getting
minus,
two. No, they're
plus,
catching
I'm
two.
Sorry. Vandy plus two over South Carolina.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
All right, Jeff. Last year, Mississippi State was absolutely dreadful.
They were. They were dreadful.
God awful. Did not even look like an SEC football team.
But you thought more sprightly last week.
Well, also, despite all that being true, they went to Tempe, Arizona last year and played a 7-point game. And if they could have gotten one stop, Arizona State was really struggling. I get Arizona State had not been fully formed, but Cam Scataboo also ran for 240 in that game. There ain't no Cam Scataboo in this game. And on top of that, our boy Kenny Dillingham has been increasingly annoyed and frustrated with his team's effort and performance. I'll take the Bulldogs at home at night. Give me 6.5. Ring it.
Mississippi State plus 6.5 over what could be a big night in Starkville.
Big, big night.
Over Arizona State.
Jeff, let's go to Norman, Oklahoma. As I've been laying out, I do not have the John Mateer gene.
No.
John Mateer was a lot of fun when he was hipstery and we're watching him at Wazoo. But now that everyone's trying to talk me into him being a Heisman contender, well, it's time for those dreams to die, and those dreams will die at the hand of Michigan's defense. He has only played one defense ranked inside the top 50 in SP Plus throughout his career. Wasn't exactly a brilliant performance. And on top of that, Michigan's got dudes everywhere. I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. Give me the 5.
Michigan plus 5 over Oklahoma.
Jeff, you checked in on the the temperatures down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama?
No, what are they? Hot. The metaphorical temperatures? Toasty.
34 and a half against Louisiana Monroe. He better cover that line.
34 and a half, Louisiana Monroe. A get-right performance by Alabama.
Better be.
Keep the job. Cool things down. Okay.
Get them off your back for a little bit.
Get them off your back for a moment.
Jeff, also, when we were self-scouting over the offseason, try and make the team better and get it back right, we needed to go back to one of our key principles. Where's my bitch?
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. Stanford.
Oh.
They're awful.
Stanford's terrible.
Yes. BYU will run all over them. They are putrid. Give me BYU. I'll lay 20. I don't care.
Woo! BYU minus 20 over Stanford. More?
No, that's it.
That's it. All right. Well, let's review, ladies mm-hmm. and gentlemen. Let's review. Write these down because they're going to make you rich. Texas minus 36.5 over San Jose State. Iowa plus 3.5 over Iowa State. Duke plus 3 over Illinois. Go Duke. Oregon minus 27.5 over Oklahoma State. UTSA minus 3.5 over Texas State. Florida minus 18 over South Florida. Vandy plus 2 over South Carolina. Mississippi State plus 6.5 over Arizona State. Michigan plus 5 over Oklahoma. Hail to the victors. Alabama minus 34.5 over Louisiana Monroe. And BYU minus 20 over Stanford. That is the card. Let me ask you about three other games.
All right.
If you had to bet them, how would you bet them? One is Ole Miss, Kentucky. What's the line?
Right now, I think it's been shrinking. It was down to 9. I've seen some people saying even at some shops, 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this. If it keeps going down to a touchdown, I'll take Ole Miss. But in a picks column, when it was 9.5, basically getting 2 scores, I took Kentucky. I'm a little worried about Ole Miss's offensive line, Kentucky making that thing gross. But if it gets down to a touchdown, then all of a sudden I'm interested in Ole Miss.
SMU Baylor.
Just missed the card. There's something about that line that stinks. It's 2.5 SMU at home as a home favorite. I would actually be inclined to kind of buy back on Baylor.
And, oh, here's a return of a much-beloved rivalry, Kansas-Missouri.
In a picks column, I took the points because I think the teams are fairly similar.
And what's the line?
6.5. So if I had them similar and I'm getting 6.5, I was inclined to take that, but I left that game off for a reason. I almost picked Memphis, too. But
what's the line there?
13. It's one of the most
public. If you had to pick that one, you would take Memphis?
It's one of the most public plays of the week. And really? Then on top of that, the line keeps dropping. So that's
spooky. People are betting the hell out of it.
Yes.
And they're taking Memphis?
Tigers.
Interesting.